driven by our D&M Leasing Studios. You're rolling with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Hour number five, the power hour of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, your home of Texas Rangers baseball and Dallas Cowboys football. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, our Super Bowl winning scout, Lucius Alexander. We got Austin Nix coordinating your video back in the Pimp Cup there. And, of course, Gavin Dawson, give him some love, man. He's on vacay. Started a little day earlier. Heck, it was an hour earlier yesterday. Around this time, Dawson said, peace out, boys. And he's heading back home to visit the family. But we do have some Rangers baseball and a lot of moves to tell you about as we go around the bases right after this.
You don't know how to play first base.
Scott?
That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Don't watch.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Could tie it with one swing.
It's Evo night, baby. It is Evo night as he is slated for his 17th start of the season. He is coming off a seven-inning shutout performance, allowing just five hits, one walk, and nine Ks on Friday in Toronto. Over his last 10 starts, Evo 6-3 with a 3.06 ERA, 14 walks to 69 strikeouts, and a whip of one. That ranks best among AL pitchers in that span. He's been awesome. He carries a perfect record and a 2.54 ERA in his eight career starts against the Tigers. He's 2-0 as a Ranger, and he's won three consecutive starts. A win tonight would give him his longest winning streak in consecutive starts since his career-high six-start run back last year, which was from July 2nd, right around now. Dog gets the fifth. So Evo sees these Tigers unis, and he turns into Superman. And congratulations to Jacob Latt, selected Rangers Player of the Month for June by the media members and broadcasters who cover the club on a regular basis. The Southpaw Latt converted all 11 save opportunities in June, a 1.13 ERA, led the majors in saves last month, two ahead of the next closest pitcher, which was Duran and Varland of the Blue Jays. The 11 saves in June matched a club record for saves in a single month, which he matched with Joe Nathan, who had 11 back in 2013. So, Evo versus Framber Valdez tonight here at the Globe. We're going to be hanging out until 6:30 here at the Comerica Backyard. They got bingo going on, and the Rangers and Tigers meeting this holiday weekend for the latter of the two scheduled regular season series between the clubs here in 2026. In fact, this weekend, you've got the 250th birthday jersey. That's going to be Saturday, July 4th, presented by Coca-Cola. The first 10,000 fans will get that. On Sunday, they're also giving away a football scarf presented by Medical City Healthcare to the first 10,000 fans. And you got Ice Cream Sundays, which is dollar ice cream for kids 13 and under. That's the delicious Bluebell.
Did I miss something? I saw people walking with, like, the hockey jerseys.
So I think those are old.
That's old stuff?
Yeah, well, we got the Stars Night coming up. I think those are from last year. The Stars Night's coming up.
I saw people walking by our broadcast position. I think you have to buy a ticket to get those.
It was sold out.
Okay. Yeah. But, man, they were good looking.
They were.
And I just saw somebody walk by. This couple had on the, like, Argentine jersey.
With the Rangers on.
With the Rangers.
Yes.
With the sky blue and the
that
white.
That was crazy.
I walked by, I'm like going, how did you get that?
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. So good for them. Rangers got a lot of good stuff they're giving out. To
and look, even tonight,
the ring.
The,
I still had the ring.
The ring. So badass.
The ring was so much fun.
We got the Marcus Semien one. I've still got it as well. But tonight, I mean, I will say the bobblehead, the senior bobblehead tonight, I think is really, really cool. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, we had an article come out by ESPN. Who's the one player every team should trade for? For the Rangers, it was trade for Luis Arraez with the Cleveland Guardians. They wrote, Arraez is a good fit for Cleveland, but he's a perfect fit for Texas. The Guardians need an impact bat, but impact power bats are hard to find. Plus, one-third of Arraez's $12 million salary is more to their liking. The question is where to play him with his rookie Travis Pizzana. The Rangers have started six different players at second base with light-hitting journeyman Nicky Lopez getting the stat there. Now, You will get Foscue, who's going to lead off tonight. He's going to play second. Nicky Lopez moves over to short. But Arise is an obvious upgrade. They've also been hitting Jock leadoff, which isn't the worst idea, but they could slide Luis Arise into that role, move Peterson down into an RBI position. Maybe he's batting cleanup. But look, Luis Arise is a guy I feel like every offseason he's available as a free agent. We talk about him as an option for the Rangers, and I don't know, maybe the club just doesn't like him. Maybe they just don't want to bring him in for various reasons, but that's the dude that gets on base. Certainly could be your everyday starting second baseman. I wouldn't mind the move whatsoever.
If he was equally as good at pitching as he is at defense and hitting, I'm sure they'd be all in on it.
Just because they want the pitching. And honestly, now...
You're going to ride that train, right?
It's just
down
fun.
The track.
It's just fun.
Junior Caminero, Rays third baseman.
He's on a home run tear.
He's become the youngest player since at least 1900 to home run six straight games.
Dang.
He hit a 425-foot moonshot off Seth Lugo in the first inning yesterday. He's got 24 homers on the season. The Rays star is about to celebrate his 23rd birthday this weekend.
Gosh.
And he did say he will participate in this year's home run derby.
Okay.
So we got at least one guy.
Have you guys kept up with this? I wonder if my guy John Daniels is still down there helping out Tampa.
I think he is. I don't know how much he really does, but I think he is still helping out.
Tell you what, man. I used to miss baseball talks with him. But the Rays, what a great job of just
every year
scouting players.
Yeah.
I mean, if you said, hey, give me the organization that you want to kind of model yourself at as far as evaluating players. Got to be the Rays, right?
Yeah. I mean, with a low budget, I mean, they just find Randy Arozarena. Now it's Junior Caminero.
Jeez.
They just keep finding guys. Schwarber, Kyle Schwarber is also going to participate in the home run derby on two conditions. He said, yeah, if everything lines up, I'm there. If this back deal calms down, he's got injury with the back, then I'll probably do it. But I just got to make sure, one, I'm there, and then, two, that the back thing kind of calms down. So he wants to make sure he's selected.
Yeah.
He's not just going to participate.
He's not going to fly.
He wants to be in the game.
But the game's in Philadelphia.
It is.
Okay.
I mean, with the kind of season that he's having, it's hard to fathom that he wouldn't be selected.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
I'd envision that he would be.
He's just been hitting bombs like crazy.
Another guy I wouldn't mind seeing in the home run derby because of what they've been doing is Dansby Swanson. He's been awesome. He had three homers yesterday.
One of them went off a pitcher that was
Suzuki.
like a position player pitcher.
Oh, yeah, because they were. I mean, it was 23-3.
Yeah.
Historic game for
the Cubs.
The worst
the Padres have ever been beaten, I think.
You know what? Worst loss for them and a historic 23 runs at Wrigley for the Cubs. So, unbelievable. But you had Swanson struggle through the first 2 months. He has caught fire. Recently, another three home run game. He's got 26 RBIs over his last 10 games.
Dang.
This Dansby Swanson. He's been freaking unbelievable. So that might be another guy that could get in there. And then we got some giveaways here across Major League Baseball for the fourth. The A's are giving away a country hat today. Look, it's just green.
Like a cowboy hat
with the A's logo on it. The Red Sox are giving away USA soccer jerseys to their first 7,500 fans. That's pretty badass.
Those look cool.
But did they have are they the actual kit jerseys?
It says Red Sox.
But it says Red Sox
with the American flag on it.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
The Cubs are giving away 4th of July t-shirts for the first 10,000 fans on the 4th.
Those tees look sweet.
Yeah, those are nice. 1776.
Are we doing better with the sizing of fans?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, it used to be like they would discriminate against the big guy or big gal. You know?
I think they got larger.
Oh, yeah, I see some big guys repping some of the Rangers giveaway jerseys. I think they've probably elevated up to
large and extra large. You can't offend somebody. Like if it was like me and they hand me like a large, I'm kind of like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, if you hand me a double extra or triple extra large, I'm like, cool. Yeah, thanks. I mean, but everybody's so worried about offending somebody. So, here, have an extra large. I can't wear that.
No.
I mean, we get any double or triple extra larges in that box?
I think they do.
I do think they do that now.
Good.
We need to be better about that.
We need to be good for the fatties out there.
Yeah.
That's my kind of people. The Royals are doing a red, white, and Bobby bobblehead.
Huh.
So it is Bobby Witt Jr., who is decked out in all kinds of USA apparel with a glizzy, and he's cooking up hot dogs and burgers.
Wow, they got like a little Weber grill next to
him. It's freaking sick.
Was it a Weber sponsor?
He's got a bald eagle on top of his bat that he's holding.
That looks
sick.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty badass bobblehead. The Angels are giving away a patriotic hat. The Dodgers are doing America 250 commemorative coin on the 4th. the Brewers are doing a shirt and the Yankees are doing 4th of July caps for the first 1,800 fans on the 4th of July.
That's kind of a small number, isn't it? 1,800?
I mean, the Rangers only do 10,000.
No, that's 18,000 fans.
18,000. Oh, okay.
18,000, yeah.
Oh,
18,000.
My bad. Okay. Woo.
Hey, yeah. Dyspraxia.
It's okay. It happens sometimes.
I was about to say, man, come on, Yankees.
1,800 would be small.
I'll be honest with you. Every single one of those looks sweet.
They all look like badass giveaways.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of teams know July 4th, we got to make sure we're doing
that. You can't have bad giveaways. You can't do it anymore.
No, the bar's been set.
You can't trick people. Like, a lot of people walking around. I've seen the Nolan Ryan bloody jersey.
It looks so awesome. We have one sitting in front of us right here.
Yeah, look at that.
It looks incredible.
Look how cool that looks.
It looks badass. 2-1-4 said the Rangers only give out medium and XLs. At least the XLs are on the table.
You got to have XL. I would guess like the majority of adult males are rocking XLs.
Probably, yeah.
You got to have at least an XL.
We need to up the size.
We need to lose weight.
But that is tough because then you got the people working the doors having to figure out, okay, what size we're running.
I don't want to hear your damn excuses, Eric. I want to be pleased.
How about we ask? How about you show up and they have the boxes, all the sizes, and they have somebody like, and then you walk in and they go, hey, welcome to the ballpark. Oh, I'll take a double extra large. Boom. Hey, welcome to the ballpark. I'll take a medium. Boom. You know? How about that?
Sorry, we're
out. And then when we're out.
Pace of play, boys.
We're done.
No, we can line up and give, like, jerseys to people.
I feel like they could move fast enough with it. Or on your ticket.
Everybody stands over a box, and it's like when you go to Seattle and they're throwing the fish.
Yeah.
We're throwing the shirts. Yeah, we throw you the jersey.
Boom, bang. Here you go.
You convinced me.
Here's a triple.
Yeah. Last thing here and around the bases, the Muncies, man. We had, for the first time ever, this was earlier in the week, Max Muncy playing third base and batting seventh for two different teams. Max Muncy was batting seventh playing third for the A's on Monday night, while the other Max Muncy was on the other side of the diamond batting seventh and playing third for the Dodgers. Third time since 1901 that two players with the same name faced off against each other, playing the same position and hitting in the same spot in the lineup. The two previous occasions came between the Blue Jays and the Marlins in June 2000. Alex Gonzalez and Alex Gonzalez both hit seventh and started at shortstop. The other weird thing about this, the two infielders named Max Muncy, they both share the same birthday, August 25th.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
And they were born exactly 12 years apart.
Yeah.
How freaking crazy is that?
We're Muncy Maxing.
Yes. That is unreal. I thought that was just one of the greatest stories of the week.
That's as quirky as it gets right there.
That is just bizarre. All right, there's Around the Bases. We'll get you set for Rangers and Tigers Keys to Victory coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation.
All right, segment here in the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. About to throw it over to Jared Sandler and the Texas Rangers pregame show right here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. It is the G-Bag Nation live from the America backyard at Globe Life Field with the Corey Seager bobblehead night going down. It is also Dallas Stars night. So they do have some Dallas Stars jerseys that they've given out. That was a sellout situation. So you actually nailed that, Broadus. You saw some hockey jerseys.
They were nice looking, too,
they
by
were
the
sexy.
Way. Really nice looking.
Top tier, man. Top tier, getting it done at a high level. The crowd is a-rocking tonight. You can feel just the American festivities in the air. Everybody's kind of in vacation party mode right now. Pretty exciting.
Yeah. You guys ever do the Kaboom Town thing?
Yeah, I used to every year growing up.
Hard to find parking. I don't mean a Debbie Downer
guy. Honestly, the worst part is leaving.
Really?
It is a bleep show. And the traffic getting out of there, I mean, that can end up ruining your night.
Lucius, do you got the fireworks going in your backyard this weekend?
Las Colinas Friday night.
That's a good show right there. That's a good show. Yeah.
Stogies and tequila.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a great fit. What do you guys got going on? I know, Lucius, obviously you're partying. Stogies, tequila, fireworks. You got anything special planned?
Nothing. I think my dad was talking about, hey, I hadn't had a brat in a long time. So, I think I'm going to grill him up.
Get that man a brat.
Yep.
I'll be at the Rangers game for July 4th.
Heck yes.
Watching the biggest beer pour of all time.
You got to take some videos of that. That's going to be incredible.
Take some drinks of that.
The Guinness World Record there. I think it's 60 gallons.
Take a little sip.
I'll take a little sip. Why not? I'll take a little sip. Big news, Billy Donovan has agreed to become the lead assistant coach for the Spurs and head coach Mitch Johnson.
Mitch needs a veteran alongside him to help him out a little bit.
He clearly did. All right, thank you so much to everybody who's been a part of this one. Of course, Leah Simakopoulos, who joined us. We had on Jared Sandler. For Brian Broaddus, our Super Bowl winning scout, Eric Chiafalo, DJ Pridemore, DJ the DJ out here, Lucius Alexander back in master control, Austin Nix. For Gavin Dawson, I'm Zach Wolchuk. Until Monday, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Hugs and hand pounds, everybody.